In a recent discussion on WTIP's AM Community Calendar program, Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk talked about recent wolf action and the department's involvement with enforcing ski passes. WTIP was contacted on Monday about a dog killed by two wolves while in its yard in Hovland. The veterinarian who treated the case said studies by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources suggest placing a bell on a dog's collar can act as a deterrent. Sheriff Falk said there have been wolf and dog encounters in the past.
Well, I know a couple years ago we had some wolf attack a dog, and the dog did live on County Road 7, and there was a wolf that was kind of hanging around there making a lot of appearances in yards. And unfortunately, we live in an area of the state where there's a lot of wildlife, and so there's going to be a lot of that interaction between humans and animals, and the wolf population certainly is growing. I'm not real experienced when it comes to wolves and all that. I mean, it certainly sounds to have some good ideas of, you know, putting a bell. I mean, they always recommend that when you're out hiking, especially in the fall during bear season. And that certainly makes sense with wolves and your pets. And, you know, obviously in your yard, that certainly is disturbing. But we do live in that part of the country where there's, you know, less population, a lot of wildlife. And I mean, I guess the main thing is, I'm not an expert by any means, but is keeping your dog on a leash and keeping an eye on your dog, when you do let it outside.
The vet suggested there may have been a deer kill nearby and the wolves may have been staking out a territory around the kill. The Wisconsin DNR study shows in summer wolves tend to gather their cubs together in a rendezvous where the adults teach the young hunting skills, another good reason for a bell and leash while walking forest trails.
But obviously our pets and dogs and other pets are certainly vulnerable. It's just we need to keep in track and try to maintain their safety from wolves.
Sheriff Falk said people have been misusing downhill ski passes, but that was about to come to an end.
Lutzen, my understanding, in the past has certainly taken the approach when they've caught people skiing without a pass that they would make them, purchase a pass. But apparently it's gotten to be a real problem. And I think there were some locals that really kind of turned it into a game and borrowing passes, and I shouldn't say borrowing, but here's my pass, go ahead and ski for a day, and then misidentifying themselves, and that kind of started the whole thing. And I don't know the whole process of checking passes, but Lutzen's gotten a little bit more stricter in looking at ski passes. So we've had several calls on ski passes and have decided in working with Lutzen that they're going to call it in. And if somebody gets caught skiing without a ski pass or using somebody else's pass, they're going to be charged and cited for theft of services. And that's a misdemeanor.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.